این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
This is part of the speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution, about the supporting Palestine. Actually, it must be said that the usurpation of Palestine by the aggressor Israel with the cooperation of the big imperialist governments was a tragedy for all Muslims, including those in Iran. It was a very painful tragedy in which, it must be said, the imperialist governments of the time were the main aggressors, for they were the ones who devised this plot against the Muslims in this region. Indeed, Islamic countries have suffered many disasters at the hands of the superpowers, and this was just one of those huge disasters. Only this time it was perpetrated by the Zionists.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio Well, this is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches Well, about the Quds occupier regime, that is Israel, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, the usurper state of Israel, with the aims it has, poses great danger to Islam and the Muslim countries. Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the dangers of the doomed regime of Israel. One point that can be found within his speech is that the battle started by the people of Palestine is not a battle between one army or another. Rather, it is the battle fought by hearts and souls that are not afraid of death. Each selfless Palestinian youth who stands up to the occupying Zionists threatens them like an army. A single man, you know, who does not fear death and is prepared to lay down his life for the sake of God and his obligations can be the greatest threat to unfair materialists. The usurping Zionist regime must be dealt with mainly through 1. Imprisoning it inside the borders of the occupied Palestinian lands, exerting political and economic pressure on it and isolating it, and b. Ensuring the Palestinian nation's resistance inside the country and providing them with what they need until they achieve final victory.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
If the Islamic Ummah is awakened to the reality, it will realize that this is the greatest strategy that has happened to Muslims in the recent past. The Islamic ruling regarding this issue is unambiguous. Not even one single Muslim is doubtful about the Islamic ruling regarding the issue of Palestine. The issue has been mentioned in all fiqh books, which talk about the issue of jihad. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh invited Muslims worldwide to take action in this regard, and that is our duty to support these steps wholeheartedly and with no doubt. And inshallah, we will be victorious. Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all.
night and every day, every night and every day.